So I'm going to finish with news of three generations of the same family who are going to show their work at the Buy Art Fair at Spinning Fields today. Nathan Pendlebury and his father Anthony will be showing their paintings alongside prints of works of their late grandfather and father Eric Pendlebury. Eric, born in Salford, his family are searching for his work, some of which may still be in the area or with ex-Salford families. So let's find out more about this. Nathan is with me now. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
This is quite an interesting family history you have, all generations interested in the painting. Has it been passed down to from father to son, or you've all got a genuine individual interest in it?
A bit of both, really. My granddad was the first. No one knows where he got the first interest from. He used to paint in a little council estate in Salford. All his brothers are interested in art, but they didn't pursue it. My dad went to art school, and I went to Liverpool University. It's a passion my dad's passed down, but he didn't work in the arts for a long time.
When one thinks of paintings of Salford, and I'm sorry to lump you in with the obvious stereotype, but you do think of the works of L.S. Lowry. I mean, is it that kind of style, Nathan, that you and your family are painting in?
My granddad basically did quite a lot of townscapes, like the Lowry things. Not copying Lowry, of course, doing his own thing. But my particular favourites are the seascapes. He was in the Navy in the war, and when he came back in the 50s, 60s and 70s, he painted seascapes from memory.
Wow.
They're fantastic things, yeah. We've got a couple of those, and we'll be selling prints of those at the actual fair itself, so I've actually got them cleaned up and professionally photographed. But as I say, we've only got a handful. Between me and my dad, we've got about five. he painted hundreds. He used to give them for payment for jobs for people, like neighbours used to come in and say, "I like that. Well, you can have it then." You know, he was a very generous soul.
So you're looking for these lost works, are you?
Yeah. If someone wanted to keep the work themselves, I'd be quite happy for them to loan it to myself. I could get it copied, and we could have a print of it on our wall. You know, it's for personal reasons as much as anything else. He did give quite a lot to family members, and they've been very generous and given some to us as well.
So, has he got a fairly obvious signature, Nathan? Will it say Eric Pendlebury fairly obviously on it?
It's Erpen, or Eric with a K at the end. He's not got an obvious style. He was self-taught, so he was. He never really got to pursue it on a professional level. He never exhibited nationally. He just did it locally. But he either signed it Eric, and the dates will be anything between 1945 and 1977 when he passed away. He tended to paint after the war, you see. But he sometimes signed it Erpen, which is what we dedicate this stand name to at the Buy Art Fair. We call ourselves Erpen because obviously he was called Eric Pendlebury.
Yeah.
Used to sign his name Erpen. Pendlebury is quite a long name, isn't it?
it's a nice part of the world. I remember
it is, isn't it? Yeah.
No Pendlebury very well.
We actually nearly lived on the Pendlebury Road, which would have been confusing. The Pendlebury family on Pendlebury Road in Pendlebury, which would have. So if you can't spell Pendlebury,
it would have made addressing the envelopes to your house an awful lot easier, Nathan. Yeah. To be honest, but no, Nathan Peeper. So this exhibition is what at the end of next month, isn't it? So
it's the 26th to the 29th of September. And it's a massive event. It's over 500 artists, 50 galleries showing the artists, and it's been spinning fields in a massive gazebo, or as I know them, tents.
Yeah, tent, yeah.
Yeah.
So you are looking to find work by your grandfather
yes.
to put in as part of your exhibition at this fair at the end of next month?
That's correct, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Now if somebody has got one or knows somebody who's got an Eric Pendlebury, what do they do? Should we get them to ring us or get in touch with us and we'll pass on the details, or have you got an email address or something, mate?
I've actually got two websites. Yeah, they can either contact me through the Erpen website, which is erpenstudios.co.uk.
That's E-R-P-E-N, is it?
That's correct, yeah. So it's always one word, erpenstudios.co.uk. Or my name, which is Nathan Pendlebury. .co.uk.
Okay. Well, the other thing is, is an Eric Pendlebury going to be quite valuable?
Yes. I put them on sale for quite high numbers, mainly because I don't usually want to sell them. I'm so precious with
if
them.
If anybody's
you know,
daft enough to give me that amount of money for it, then they can have it, yeah.
Yeah.
When you say high numbers, are we talking four numbers?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Definitely, definitely.
So if people have got an Eric Pendlebury hanging over them,
I think it's worth a lot.
They're worth a lot to you because it's your granddad. But in terms of art, as a piece of art, they're worth.
The seascapes are as good as Lowry's, if not better, in my opinion.
Ooh, that's saying something. I'm quite a fan of Lowry's seascapes.
I'm quite glad I live over in Liverpool now. Keep out of the way.
Listen, nice to talk to you. If you find any, get back in touch, Nathan, and we'll talk again because it'll be interesting. Nathan Pendlebury, who will be exhibiting his work and that of his father and his grandfather at the Buy Art Fair, which is at the end of next month. But if you've got an Eric Pendlebury, which will be signed Eric with a K or possibly Erpen, Nathan would really like to hear from you.